You're listening to Run, Thrive, Survive with Sierra Carter. If you're looking for more energy, more productivity, and just an overall happier life, you're right where you need to be.
Hey guys, welcome to another podcast of Run, Thrive, Survive. I'm your host, Sierra Carter, where we help each other run our lives before life runs us. You guys, this week, we are talking about rules, and are you inhibiting yourself with them? Like, are you living a free life, or are you just living by rules? It's going to be a really good podcast. But again, I just want to thank you guys for tuning back in. This is week three of how we're changing the podcast. And of course, if you haven't listened, if you're just joining us, this podcast used to be really focused on race reviews and running. And that is awesome and all, but I kind of had a more of an epiphany moment where I was like, you know what? There's problems in this world as far as people being lost, people feeling stuck, and just people feeling just like overwhelming dread lately, that I really want to focus this podcast on helping us live lives that we want to live and running your own life rather than letting opinions, your emotions, and everything else run it for you. So that's what we're tuning in for. This, you guys, this is for the anxious overachievers. This is for the entrepreneurs. These are for the people that feel lost and the endurance athletes that need to control their minds. That is really what this podcast is for. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm super excited. I don't know if you can see behind me, but you know, it's a snow day. I've been so excited that I got a snow day. I've been working so much lately and I haven't been able to record any podcasts. I feel so thankful that somehow I got a snow day so I can record all these podcasts and get them out to you. So here we are recording a podcast about rules. Ew, what is that, right? Like, okay, so when I grew up, I feel like I didn't live by rules. Some people are very rule driven, but the more I learned about this concept, the more I'm like, wow, is my behavior and my mind very rigid. So before we get started, I want to talk about fusion. And when it comes to ACT therapy and fusion, psychological fusion is really focused on like, what are the thoughts that are we holding on to so tight we can't let go? And when we try to like unlatch for them, what kind of excuses do we make up? Well, there's six different types of fusion, but today we're focusing on fusion with rules. And when it comes to fusion with rules, these can literally either make or break you. And they could be like a sole purpose of the problems that you're facing. And we don't even know it because we don't even notice we have them. So I'm going to read you the definition. Rules are ways that you believe that you or others should live like in the world, right? When we say we have rules, it usually sounds like, oh, I have to do this, or I must do this, or I ought to do this, or that's unfair, that's not right, that's wrong, because we've created these rules. And I'm going to blow your mind for a second. Oh, take a deep breath here. Think about it. Are there things that you're like, I have to do this, that right now, if you didn't do it, the world would not explode? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to blow your mind. Technically, you guys, we don't have to do anything. Even rules set by the government are not, well, okay, hold on. Morals. Okay. Don't go out there and do bad, bad things. But like, does the world explode if you go over the speed limit, right? It's a rule that you should go the speed limit, but it doesn't explode when you go over it, right? So like, if you have a rule in your mind that you're like, I have to run every single day, or I have to run, or I have to work 24/7, or I'm lazy. Those are rules that you've set up for yourself. Are they detrimental? Probably. Are they ruining your success? Probably. You can't, they are guidelines. They are keeping you in the box and you might not even know that you set them. So think about it this way. A big one is when I work with clients and we're talking about eating and trying to like eat differently to lose weight. And they're like, well, I mean, how much do I need on my plate? Like, so I can, you know, I can eat the plate. One of the biggest rules, and I'm going to blow your mind again, is we've been told, I mean, society, your parents, your grandparents, your grandparents' parents, your uncles, your aunt, everyone has probably said at some point, you need to clear your food before you leave the table. There are starving kids in Africa. Have you guys heard that before? Right? It's setting up a rule in our mind that we have to eat everything on your plate. Where in fact, if you do not eat everything on your plate and you toss maybe you keep half of it for next time or you throw the rest away, the world doesn't explode, right? So now I want you to sit here and I want you to think, because I'm going to come back to this next week and like ask you, what rules in your mind did you realize you're like, wow, I've been living like that for a long time, right? It's like the black and white mentality. I mean, for the longest time I lived with, if I don't work out before I do anything during the day, I cannot function and my whole day is ruined, right? Like I made myself this rule, like if I do not work out, I'm a failure. And that comes along with like a lot of eating disorders, but I'm also going to tell you and read you off a list, there's a lot of indicators that are showing us that we're fused with these rules. So listen to this closely because you might be able to point yourself out with one of them. And I mean, I pointed myself like restriction, so we'll get there. So if you're feeling heaviness or like a huge burden on yourself, you're probably fusing with some kind of rule. If you're feeling like inappropriate share of guilt, like you feel guilty and you shouldn't feel guilty and people are telling you not to feel guilty, but you still feel guilty, you're probably fused with a rule. If you have perfectionist ideas, man, that's a fun one. I love that one. That one's a lot of fun to work with people on. If you feel a sense of obligation where it's always on you, if you have to do everything, probably fusing with rules. If you feel restricted rather than free, fused with rules. This is the one I was going to point out. A lot of people with eating disorders, you'll see this with them, restriction diets, restriction mentality, everything. You can't eat calories. That is a huge rule, right? Where most people would be like, I can only eat 1,200 calories. No, that's a rule. That's not a 10 commandments to live by type of thing. Like that's a rule that you've created based off what you've heard in society. A few other indicators are compliance rather than commitment. If you just feel like you have to do something, not what you want to do, or you're doing it out of fear, or you're doing it because you're like, I have to do this. It would be unfair if I don't. And then, of course, the last one that I really like to talk about is resentfulness rather than willingness, right? Where you're like, you almost like you're more mad about something than being willing to do it, but you have to do it just like out of resentment. That's 100% you're fused with rules for somewhere. And on top of this, this one really kills me. We really have to understand that if we're doing these things that we're doing and we're fused with rules, why are we doing them, right? That's the whole behavior analytic process of why, what is causing this? And there's quite a few reasons. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's like, I don't want to lose my job. Again, that goes to fear. But there's also another one, and it's desire for approval. There are so many things that we do. We want to feel approved by society on Instagram. We want to feel approval from our parents, from our peers, and we want to feel approval at our church. We want to feel approval at work. I mean, like it can be a million things. But if we're doing it and trying to seek approval, we've created so many rules for ourselves, we're not even living by our values anymore. And gosh, I really need to make a podcast about values, because values are the most important thing that you will probably ever sit down and think about. Because if you do not know your values and you cannot like list off 5 good values, top values to me right now, you need to sit down and look at your values. Because if you're frustrated with life, if you are not going in, if you feel like you're just stuck in a rut, it's probably because you're not living by your values. And that is one of the biggest ones that I come across where we're like, okay, let's bring this back. Okay, you must work late every night. Well, you're frustrated. You haven't seen your baby girl in like 10 weeks. You're not living by your values. You're not putting family first, right? Like you're not putting your health first. Like you're frustrated that you haven't lost weight. You don't feel good. You're constantly tired. Well, you're not living by your values of your health, right? Because you've created these other rules that are overshadowing them. Oh, you have to work late every night. Oh, it's unfair to your coworkers if you don't pitch in because you took some time off for yourself. There are so many rules that we create. A big one that I'm overcoming right now is I can't accomplish anything because I just moved to Salt Lake City. That's a stupid rule, right? Like if you looked at me and you heard me say that and you're like, what do you mean? That's dumb. That's a rule I created in my head. And I promise you, this is going to sound harsh, but if you told people like, I have to do this, they're going to sit there and be like, no, you don't. Like, what are you talking about? Because they're going to see other alternative ways. So that's the biggest thing about talking this out. What rules have you set for yourself? And are they guiding you towards what you want with your values? I know. This is a heavy one. It's a short one, but it's a heavy one. So this week, you guys, I want you to think about the rules. I want you to think about rules in areas that you're very, very frustrated with life. Like if you're frustrated, you haven't lost weight, what are your thoughts about eating? Like, are you sitting there at the dinner table and like, you have to have potatoes with your steak? Oh, you must have lemonade with everything else. Like, what rules have you set for yourself there? If you're frustrated with your career or frustrated with how your business is going, I want you to sit and think for a second. Like, are you doing things where it's like, I have to focus on these things or I want to get ahead? Maybe those aren't value-adding things to your business. Maybe that's not a value-adding thing to your boss. And they see it, but they haven't said anything. And you have to take a step back and see it for yourself. So this week, you guys, go out there and start thinking about your rules. And if you guys have any questions, you can also email me at sierra@runthrivesurvive.com, and I'd be happy to answer some questions. Of course, I'm going to pitch myself in there. If you guys do want to work together, you can also go down in my link, book a Calendly discovery call, and we can talk it out and see what would be best for you. But other than that, you guys, I really just want to like leave you at this, because again, it's a heavy topic this week. It's a short one, but it's going to make a huge difference in your life once you can figure it out. So you guys, I love you. I will see you guys here again next week on the podcast. We're going to be talking about emotions, which is going to be a lot of fun. And this week we've got a guest on Friday. So you guys, I hope you have a wonderful week. It's already March. I'm super happy we are back in action with this podcast. So get out there and run your life before life runs you. Bye guys.